Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa ta'ala la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaykum. This is Martha Naila. Welcome back, everyone. And it is truly a blessing to be still here, able to see, hear, feel, or hear, see, feel, and think, and have the ability to reason and have rational thought. Now, all of that did not come overnight. So as we seek refuge with Allah, the all-knowing, from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we give open testimony. We openly declare that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. We greet everyone with the greetings of peace. We say again, as we go to the Furqan, the Criterion, Surah 25. Reading first in Arabia, and then we go to the Sahih International Translation, and reading verses or ayat. Signs, informational signs, revealed signs, and we will read through four, okay, 1 through 4. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabarakalladhi nazzala نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا والذي له ملك السماوات ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديره واتخذه من دوني آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون سبحان الله وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حيواتا ولا نشورا وقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا إفك افتراه وأعانه عليه قوم آخرون فقد جاءوا ظلما وزورا صدق الله العظيم. Truly or truthfully, these are the words of Allah. Allah, truly Allah speaks the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive Martha and Nyla for any errors made, not intentionally. And as we proceed reading the translation by Sahi International, and we hear the word barakah, barakah. The ta in front. We won't go into that deeply right now. Just to read, seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, and with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant, that he may be to the world a warner. And subhanAllah, let's see here, Al-Amin, as we know now, Imam Warthi Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, we now know that Al-Amin is to know, knowing, a knowledge. So now we know, and it's the elevated, the knowledge that elevates us. So we now know that it's systems of, he declared it as systems of knowledge. And so accepting that, the world then, we will say, the systems of knowledge. So that his servant, that he may be sent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant, that he may be to the systems of knowledge a warner. Those who live by systems of knowledge, that the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, is a warner to those. Continuing on, Sahih International. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and who has not taken a son, and has not had a partner in dominion, and has created each thing and determined it with precise determination. But they have taken besides him gods, which create nothing, while they are created and possess not for themselves any harm or benefit, and possess not power to cause death or life or resurrection. And those who disbelieve say, this Quran is not except a falsehood he invented, and another people assisted him in it. But they have committed an injustice and a lie. Again, Sadaqallahu Azim. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, has spoken the truth, and may Allah bless the interpretation here, or translation, Sahih International translation, and bless us all with an understanding and a closer understanding, a closer connection with reading Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, and I really truly getting closer and closer to the Arabiya and how it flows and how it brings to our mind when we hear the letters, we hear the sound, and we hear the connectingness, the connection of the letters. With as one letter moves out of a connection with one letter, and it moves to another connection in a letter, in a word, excuse me. One letter moves from being connected with certain letters in a word and move into another word and connect with other letters. I'm saying that because as these letters move about, it has a relationship, or we can identify with it. We have a relationship with people. We were born into a family, a mother, a father, and then perhaps we'll have siblings, and we form these relationships. We get to know one another. We get to know how we move about, how we walk, how we step, how we swing our arms, how we don't swing our arms, how we make certain gestures, and how we move our head and turn, whether we turn fast or slow, and whether we like to get up early in the morning or don't get up early in the morning, whether we stay up long hours through the night or don't, whether we love to study or not, and whether we love the outside and do we love to run or just take casual walks. We get to know one another, what we like to eat. Do we like fruit and vegetables? And do we like to eat a full course meal? Whatever that is, whatever it is that we want to do and love to do and learn to do, we learn it. And do we follow the rules of the household, of our family, where we're sometimes when there are about four or five siblings or more, there's particular ones that we do different things with. One sibling, we may love to sit and read poetry or read short stories or talk about our dreams and do notebook writings or what have you. And another sibling, we might just like to go for a walk or go play in the park with that sibling. Another sibling, we might like to go horseback riding or go swimming or whatever the case may be. We find these different likes in each one. And so we have fun, we enjoy their company, and there may be a very studious one that the two individuals may be studious and they love to study together. They love to search for answers. And so it is in any family, you have ones and they form these relationships. And many times there's just one sibling and that one child, and that child then will seek out someone's company. And sometimes they seek out an animated form, but they seek the company of talking with someone. And though they may put it in the form of have a doll or a truck even or whatever toy they find, and they talk with it, they talk to it as they're moving it about or doing different things with it. And especially when a doll is concerned, you know, dressing it up, taking the clothing off, or feeding it, pretending to feed it and pretending to bathe it and pretending to comb the hair and do different things. And then with the trucks or cars, pretending to park in a parking lot or pretending to be pulling logs or what have you. We have these, we find ways to form relationships. Why? I've come to accept and realize that this is a natural order. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we read here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has created each thing, one, and determine it with precise determination. It is with Allah's will, the Shay'in. It says, quickly, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called into existence, by Allah's will, everything is faqadarahu. And there's a ha at the end of this, and I'm not going to pretend to be one who is very astute or in the Arabia's grammar, as inshallah, look forward to, and let me share with Imam Salim Mukman, will be starting a new class. For those who want to partake in it, go to Mali, that's the Muslim American Logic Institute, and sign up for the class on learning more than just the grammar, but definitely learning Arabic. All right? Inshallah. And at the same time, for those who want to know and follow the Mariam Conference with Imam Fahim Shuaib, as he will be, I think, weekend of September 15, 16, 17, will be in Philadelphia. I believe Philadelphia or Boston, in Philadelphia for the Mariam Conference. That's the acronym is MARIAM, Muslim American Research Institute, advocating marriage. Muslim American Research Institute Advocating Marriage. That's Mariam Conference with Imam Fahim Shuaib. And Imam Fahim Shuaib is in California. So he will be traveling across the country, coming to avail himself for a workshop with the Mariam Conference. It's twice a year. So inshallah, you don't make it to one location, you make it to another. I believe it's just twice a year. But nonetheless, you can go to aclearunderstanding.net and get more information. Again, aclearunderstanding.net. All right. And as well, we want to mention Community-Wide Shura Conference. Community-Wide Shura, S-H-U-R-A-A, Conference, who is the parent body of the broadcast system, American Muslim 360. You go to CWSC, that's C as in cat, W, S as in Sam, C as in cat, CWSC.us on the web, all right? And feature, see all that's featured there, and do look at American Muslim 360 information and begin to be a partner in and of the intelligentsia of Community-Wide Shura Conference. All right? Any questions, you can dial 910-317-0297. Or you can dial directly into American Muslim 360 and you will get the information as to when the next broadcast will be. And the number is 515-605-9891. That's 515-605-9891. And should that create a should you have a problem getting through that line, then you dial 425-292-253. Again, that's 425-292-4253. Yes, and enjoy all of the hosts that are presenting on American Muslim 360, an array of presentations and very, very, very wonderful hosts, an array of hosts that are presenting. You will enjoy. Yes, and you're here with the Nomi Nomi Institute, Martha Nyla here, and as we're discussing the process that we're all going through right now, and our title for tonight is, what do we do now that we know or have been informed about the thinking of some citizens in America? In reading what we just read, and for those who are up on the current events right now in 2017 AD and 1438 AD on the Gregorian calendar and AH on the Hijra calendar, for those who are up to date on what's happening, you know, around the globe, you can draw a circle, right? And you can see where the different continents are. And you come right here to America. And the body of water that's between America and Africa is the Atlantic Ocean. Well, on the other side, between China and California and Washington State, that body of water, the Pacific Ocean, well, you know, then that China and everyone else on that side. And above, just above Canada and all of that, above the United States, you know, there are other bodies of water. I guess it would be over to the northeast, where we have Europe that's more above Africa, right? You have Europe and other countries over there, but the Mediterranean Sea and the Caspian and the Black Sea, and you have bodies of water all over. all over the face of this particular planet called Earth. Now, there's much, oh, wow, there is so much that we can learn from all that has been created and is around, and we're living amongst it with so many other entities, with so many other systems of knowledge that we can learn from. And this is why it is good that we say now, Alamin, that's Ein, Lam, Mim, Alamin, is systems of knowledge. Now, of course, when we're reading, as we were speaking about relationships, right, and we're reading, we're speaking about the letters that connecting in the words and how those words have a meaning. Now, every letter in the word stands for something. It has a spirit about it. It has a meaning to it. It brings to our mind an understanding. So when we see it, it's speaking out to us. The Ein here, in other words, we will see that the Ein Lam meme is Ilama, is to know, right? To know. And then Ila, Ein Lam Yah, is the Y sounding, or the extension of that sound, Ila. It is a pun. So if the Ein Lam there is a pun, above or a pun or over, then this Ein Lam in the word Ilamah is something too that is upon us, a what? Upon our what? It brings something to us, and it brings something upon us that gives us an elevated sense of when we learn, when we live out. In order for us to live out what we're learning, it has to become a part of us, but it's lifting us up, all right? What we are learning and living to live out, and we're speaking of something that elevates us, that which elevates us, not that which causes us to be devolved decreased in our way of living. Now, where there's the yeah has a spirit about it that when something is upon us, it involves our striving for something, our reaching for something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses it to come to us, to come upon us. Now, what Allah has done here is the Furqan. It's what Allah revealed to his servant, to Allah's servant. Now, one interesting thing about this word servant, Ibadi, the Ayn is there, right? And we're speaking about this Ayn. The Ayn is a letter sounding, may sound funny to you, but the Ein, and if we went just to write it in a way that you can see it and spell it, say it, is A-I-N, if you can pronounce it like pronounce that, right? But it's a glottal throat word where you let your voice go to the throat area. Ein. So Ein in this word servant is Ein. The B, the D, and then there's a ha, an H. Now this ha, the letter is named ha, it's soft H, right? But it's a ha, this ha has a spirit about it that when we see it, we think of origination, where something originates or an origin takes place. So now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Furqan, the criterion, to his servant. Now, Faraqa, we would say, is that which is the foregone, the criterion, that which is revealed to make things clear, faraqa, the criterion. It's a guide. It's a guide, right? That has been, and it is the truth. It is the truth, and it is Almighty God's mercy coming with this truth as it is revealed, coming from the one God over a period of time. But as it comes to enlighten, to elevate. So when the word is saying Allah upon, it is coming upon, but it's bringing elevation to the mind of the one that's receiving it. So this servant, when we are classified as servant of Almighty God, we're not servant in being in a devolved state of being. The servant of Almighty God has already been inclined to being elevated. And so the service then that comes from the servant, the structure in the servant's life, the character of that servant is a character of service. And then now imagine a group of servants. To be called a servant means that you're bringing better sense of living to wherever you live. So you multiply the servants that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to be in reception of the understanding of what the criterion is. When that comes upon the servant of Almighty God, and of course, we're not the one that received it initially, but we are the ones that are living it out, and are living it out, able to live it out, able to see the clearness of it, unlike the ones who heard it first. Now, surely the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, clearly lived it out. But those that were close around him, they received it. They received it, and they also had to understand it. They were receiving it firsthand. But as it gets over a period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection over it, it has reached us, meaning whoever reads the Quran, whoever humbles themselves, to become that servant, that true servant, and read the Quran. They're reading the Quran because it is the Furqan. It is the criterion. It has its guideline and the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to mankind. So bringing about an intelligence that elevates mankind. We will go into this further, inshallah, another time. But we want everyone to know that, well, it's a blessing to be back, and able to share with you some thinking of Martha Naila. And, of course, now, what we always said, now when we look at those who are expressing disdainfulness, having character of disdainfulness about the life that they're living and who they're living around, and they're wanting to express their anger or frustration or their hate, then the Almighty is also all-seeing, all-hearing. But whoever we are, who have been blessed with the reception of an understanding of what it means to be elevated and then produce the service therewith, then that's the balance that shows truth from Almighty God wins through. I shouldn't say it balances out the ill will. That's what was on my mind. But it overpowers it. And it overpowers it by giving one another thought pattern to reach for once they see it. But if we stay hidden, then they won't see it, and they will continue on in their misguided ways. And inshallah, we want to be on the side of that which says everyone who's here, everyone has been created by the Creator, but they're thinking, they've given themselves to the shaitan, the diverted one, the one that will the thinking that will divert our attention, the thinking. And so the words, as Imam Wahdi Muhammad Rahimahullah says, that the words make people. And so obviously, when our character is of such anger and frustration and hate, then the words that have been feeding our mind has gone into the womb of our mind, has become our parent, and then what is distributed out, what we've learned from the words. Yes, we in our childlike manner, we play out what we've been fed, what we've received, we're fed, and then we distributed it. And so it goes. So let's be on the side of speaking out against ones who express their outrage, and it's truly a misunderstanding, truly an ignorance. But let our ignorance shine through by studying the word of Almighty God and really asking for guidance as it will come. Alhamdulillah. The praise is due to the one who is the Almighty, the all-knowing, the all-wise. And we say our prayer now for those who have transitioned because of the hand of those who have sought to cause havoc in the land. Truly, Almighty God is the one who is the giver of life and death. And so the actions of those who brought out their anger and frustration and used a vehicle to plow into one's physical form, and what we saw as death of the physical form, Almighty God blesses those ones to yet live, that they were truly striving in being a servant of Almighty God, standing for that which is right. And may we be guided to take a stand and have no fear whatsoever, but work in the way that we use strategies that brings one to the table of conversation with the intent to have a way of mending, of making ways better for everyone, inshallah. I mean, we thank you, everyone, and we look forward to you're connecting with us on American Muslim 360 tomorrow morning as Zaid Khan presentation, Bilal in America Project, followed by Money Sense with Imam Adam Biyah. Imam Adam Biyah, Money Sense out of North Carolina, comes to us through American Muslim 360 broadcast. And following him will be Imam Yusuf Ramadan out of New York, coming to us with A New Day for Al-Islam in America. You don't want to miss that. Please tune in. Dial 425-292-4253 or 515-605-9891. And join us tomorrow evening, Martha Nyla, on the Know Me Institute. Yes, thank you for joining us now. And for those who are listening later, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us all. Assalamu alaikum. Let's get a little music going on here, all right? Better yet, here it goes. We're going to play this.
Muhammad, we speak your name because you are a free woman, born a free woman back as far as time as you. We celebrate your freedom because you are a wise woman, born of a wise woman. We celebrate your wisdom because you are a strong woman, born of a strong woman. We celebrate your strength. Mr. Clara Muhammad, we are gathered here to speak your name. We are here because you are your daughters and sons, as surely as if you had conceived them, nurtured, carried us in your womb. And then send us out into the world, make our mark, and see what we see, and be what we be, but better, truer, deeper, because of the shining example of your own Lord. We are here, Sister Clara Muhammad, to speak your name. We are here to speak your name because you taught us that the search is always for the truth, and that when people show us who they are, we should believe it. We are here to speak your name, Sister Clara Muhammad, because of the way you made for us, because of the prayer you prayed for. We know that we are walking in your footprints, made deep by your confidence, right, as you parted the air like the force of nature that you are. We are here, Sister Clara Muhammad, to speak your name. We are the ones you conjured up, hoping we have strength enough and discipline enough and talent enough and nerve enough to step into the light when it turns in our direction and disobey. We are the ones you hope would make you proud because of our hard work, make all of your hearts something better, truer, deeper. Something that lights the way ahead like a lamp unto your feet, as steady as the unforgettable beat of your strong heart. Sister Clara Muhammad, we speak your name. Amen.
Allah continue to bless you. Anna, assalamu alaikum.